So this morning we're going to deal with some dirty laundry.
Excellent.
Is that good?
Who's
dirty laundry? That's a good question. We're going to go to the end of Parshas Tazria. In the seventh and final reading, the Torah talks to us about dealing with the discoloration of garments. So we're not talking about dermal lesions now. Now we're talking about garments that have become discolored. The colors are greenish and reddish, a deep green or red. And if the lesion spreads, we get a problem. So as soon as somebody notices something's gone wrong with his or her clothes, they're very specific clothes, they have to be white clothes and wool linen clothes. You bring it to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to see it and quarantine the garment, and then he tells you to wash it, and then rinse, and then repeat. And that brings us to the end of Parshas Tazria. So what happens in chapter 13, verse 56? What happens if v'imra ha-kohen, if the Kohen then sees, v'hine keha ha-nega, after this business of quarantine, and then after hukabeisei, after it's been laundered, and the color has now become lighter, less intense, but it's not gone. So the halacha then is v'kora oisoi min habeged, then the Kohen tears it from the garment, that portion of the garment, oy min ha'er, not only it could happen to your nice white linen jacket, but it could also happen to your leather bomber jacket. So whether it's from the garment or from the ur, oy min hashsi, oy min ha'erev, whether it's from the warp or the woof, and it has this discoloration, and then you have to quarantine it again. Gotta see what happens. And then let's take a look in verse 56 in Rashi. V'kodoi, so you tear it. Rashi says, what are you tearing? Yikra makoyim hanega min habeget. You tear the area of the cloth that has this discoloration. You tear it off the garment. What do you do with it? The yisrefenu, and it has to be burned. Even though here the Torah didn't mention the halacha of burning, we learned this from what's said earlier, that if there's going to be a situation, then it has to be burnt, or the Torah is going to say it again in the next verse. As we go now into verse 56, ve'im teirah oid babeged, and then if it'll be seen again on the garment that was saved by ripping off and removing the offensive piece of cloth or area, im teirah oid, if all of a sudden in this garment, this white remaining garment, you'll see again babeged oivish si oivedev in the weaving of the garment, or in the wrap, warp, or the woof, or in any of the leather garments, you'll see that the color returns. Poirachasi. Poirachas means there's an eruption, it's spreading. So then the Torah says, not only have to get rid of that little patch, but then the eish tisrefenu. Then you have to burn it in fire. Eish asher boihanoga, whatever has the lesion in it. So if you got the lesion, a garment that has a lesion in it, it has to be destroyed. All right? So far, we know we have a garment, we found an issue, we quarantined it, we dealt with it. We removed the offensive area. So earlier we learned that if it spreads, if the color gets deeper, the hue becomes more intense, or if the color spreads, then you know you're in trouble. That's it. Then you gotta get rid of the garment. But in this case, it seems like it's keha, it's becoming lighter, it's less intense. So then you take out that area, and you hope the garment is saved. You got to patch it up. But if in fact it returns to the garment, then this garment is doomed. Now the Torah says, v'ha beget, verse 58, the garment. Oy ash si, oy ha edif, or the warp or the woof. Oy kol clear, or any leather. Ashetechabes, which is washed, the sor mimenu hanoga, and the lesion is gone. So you washed, you lathered, you cleaned, you rinsed, and it's gone. What happens then? V'chubashenis, rinse and repeat, or repeat and rinse, and then v'toher, and then it will become Tohir. This is how the Torah concludes the business of the discoloration of the garment, the offensive garment. The Parsha Tazir finishes off simply by telling us that this is the law governing the lesion of the Tzaras on the wool or linen garment, on the warp or the woof, or on any leather article, which, as it becomes rid of its defilement, or it becomes defiled. Latare latame. Okay, so I want to focus on the rinse and repeat, the second wash. The Torah says that this garment which is cleansed, asher techabes, you laundered it. And what happened when you laundered it? Visar mehem, it's gone. It worked. What's our question here? Our question is this tzaras not? Is this mold? Is it mildew? Is it some kind of stain? Or is it a spiritual thing? So how are we going to find out? Send it to the cleaners. And then, if it's dirt, if it's filth, if it's something which can attach to the garment, some substance, get it cleaned, it'll be gone. But if it's not gone, then we know it's tzaras. So the litmus test here is going to be the laundering. That's going to tell us if this is some kind of paranormal spiritual condition, or if in fact this is simply some dirt, or some mildew, or some rot, or whatever else it might be. So the Torah says that if you have a situation where asher techabes, where you laundered, and as a result of the laundering, visar mehem anaga, the lesion is gone, what should you do next? Why should you wash it again? You laundered it. It's clean. Oh, you should repeat or rinse. Wash again. And then v'tohir. Why? Why should I wash it again? I washed it and it's clean. You understand the issue? So the Ibn Ezra says something very interesting. The Ibn Ezra says, mitzvah l'chabse pa'mayim. It's a mitzvah to launder twice. It was suspect. It's a mitzvah. You can't ask questions. You washed it. It's clean. Lucky you. What should I do now? Wash it again. Okay, fine. Wash it again. Launder it again. The Torah, and now it's pure. All right. Let's take a look at what Rashi says. Rashi says, v'chubas shenis, repeat and rinse. Wash again. Says Rashi, this washing is not laundering. This washing is l'shoin tevila. This comes from the syntax of immersion. This is going to be immersed in a mikveh. And that's why the first washing, in other words, which is after the quarantine, is to see if it's dirt or if it's saras. And after you washed it and found out that, in fact, it's not saras, so now what do I do? Well, because it was suspected as saras, it became ritually defiled, impure. So how do you remove it from its defilement? The answer is, you have to immerse it. That's what deals with defilement. Right? You have defilement. Mm-hmm. You have ritual impurity. Mm-hmm. You mikveh it. Mm-hmm. So that's the second washing. It's not washing. It's a mikveh. And now Rashi is going to prove this. Because the Targum, because Unculus, when he renders this into Aramaic, shel koibsin, shel beparsha zu, every time we mention laundering, washing, in this Torah portion, it's always l'shoin libun. Then the terminology in Unculus is whitening. That's the terminology he used. You want to know what the word in Aramaic is? The word is v'yischavar. Chavar is white in Aramaic. The yischavar means it is whitened. How does it get whitened? Because it has dirt that darkens it. When you remove the dirt, it's whitened. Call it bleached. You get rid of the dirt. So the yischavar means the concept of laundering. But Rashi says, you know something interesting? If you take a look in Unculus, this time around, in verse 58, where he says, after you wash it, he doesn't say v'yischavar, but this time he uses a different language. Chutz mizeh, except for the second washing. She'eine libun Because here it doesn't mean laundering. Ela litvila. But here it means for immersion in a mikveh. And immersion in a mikveh, as you may know, has nothing to do with laundering. If you have a dirty washing machine, you're not getting clean clothes. But if the mikveh is not clean, well, that's sad, but you're still going to be pure. That doesn't change it. Lachach tirgumai v'yitztaba. Therefore, Unkelus renders it differently here. Unkelus renders it v'yitztaba. V'yitztaba, that means the concept of mikveh. So I'll read to you what Unkelus says. Unkelus says, ulavusha, and a garment. Whatever it is, this garment that you had, so you laundered it. And the lesion is gone. What should you do? Then you should wash it a second time. So Unkelus doesn't use the same words. In the same pasuk, in Hebrew, it says the same word twice. It says, Ha'or asher techabes. The garment that was laundered, and then it says v'chubas shenis. So techabes and v'chubas are the same word. Techabes means that was washed. V'chubas means you will wash. In Torah, in Hebrew, uses the same word, but Unkelus uses two different words. The first time he runs to diyis chavar, which means to launder, and the second time around he says v'yitztaba. And the yitztaba, that means the concept of immersion. And because it's a separate word, a separate idea, v'chein kol kibusei begodim, shehein letvila, Rashi says, I looked. Every time that Unkelus speaks of laundering, which is not laundering, a laundering which is spiritual in nature, a mikvah, an immersion, then he always uses the terminology of a yitztaba, cleansed. And that cleansed means of spiritual defilement.
So the whitening actually takes place after the cleansing. In other words, after the mikveh, not when you launder it the second time. Is that when the whitening takes place?
Whitening is just a euphemism.
Correct, but spiritual, we're going to talk about the whitening.
We're not talking about, no. No.
Okay.
Unkelus says laundering, which it means is called whitening in Aramaic.
Because you guys don't do laundry,
okay.
This is how it's done. When there's a stain,
yeah,
you do it by hand,
right,
first,
yeah,
and then it looks like it's clean.
Okay.
Then you go. Then you throw it in the laundry machine.
Uh-huh. And before there were laundry machines,
then you would immerse it.
Immerse it or re-launder it?
Would, yeah, but you would do just the stain.
Just the stain,
where,
and then you wash
the
whole garment.
Time, the whole, right.
Okay, so really and truly. That's probably what Ibn Ezra understands. Ibn Ezra probably understands that you wash it twice, you launder it twice. The thing is, what you're describing is two parts of one single laundering. And here he says, the chubas shenis. It's a second laundering, which indicates it's not simply another stage in the laundering, but it's a separate laundering. You could say you pour the detergent, and then you rub it once, back, three times. That's four steps. It's not really four steps. That's what you do. So the point is, the second laundering, what's it about? So Ibn Ezra has no problem. He says, "What? It's like this whole tzara thing makes sense. It doesn't exactly add up in the simplest of rhyme and reasons. Whatever, the Torah says, do it. Like, tzara says, the whole thing is beyond us. If the Torah says, launder it again. Rashi says, no, Unkelus didn't see it that way. Unkelus understood that the second rinsing is not a rinsing, but a rinsing. It's not a laundering, but an immersion in a mikveh. So what's the Rebbe's question going to be?
Why do we do to immerse in a mikveh, no? Like, why not? Why shutot from mikveh? Why would you assume chubas means shubashim?
Exactly. Why does Rashi have to? So Unkelus said it. So why does Rashi have to follow that? Everything Unkelus says, Rashi follows. In a literal level, it says v'chubas shenis. It's laundered a second time. Okay, so Unkelus says, that it means mikveh. So what? In pshuta shel mikveh, why do you have to accept that? Ibn Ezra doesn't learn it that way. Ibn Ezra understands it as a second laundering. And that's really how it reads. V'chubas shenis. Suppose I wouldn't look at Unkelus. I would never come up with that idea. So clearly there was somebody that compelled Rashi to make his statement here, to follow Unkelus. And the question is, what is that? So let's take a look here in the last entry in Parshas Tazia, Simon Yudalot, page Kuf Tzadik Beis. Kuf tzadik beis. Ma'beged asher techabes, yeah. So the Rebbe opens this rumination with that question. What forced Rashi? Who compelled him to say this? Why do you have to learn like that? So it must be that the words v'chubas shenis are teaching us about a secondary, a different kind of laundering. Namely, something spiritual. What does that mean? We'll pick it up in the third paragraph. Bir hadvarim. Shtei mashma'oisel, shalabitur kibus. The two possible meanings of the word laundering. It could mean two things. It could mean literal laundering, or it could mean spiritual laundering. It could mean the washing machine, or it could mean the mikveh. One is lashen libun, one is whitening, which is physical, and one is lashen tevila, one is immersion, which is more of a spiritual nature. Nivdalois zu mizu. They are very different from one another. Loi rak ba'ifin bitzua hapula. Not only that the washing machine looks a little different from the mikveh. Not only that physical and material laundering is slightly different from immersion. So what's the difference? What's the purpose? What's the matara, as they say? Everything has to have a matara. You have to have a goal. What are you trying to accomplish? So if you have a washing machine, that everything you put in it comes out dirty or stained, what would you advise the person to do with that washing machine? Get a new one. It's not working. The washing machine that doesn't clean doesn't work. If you have a mikveh which is halachically unfit, it works, it's wet, but it's halachically unfit. And therefore, when you come out of that mikveh, you're in a state of defilement. What would you say? Hey, you need a new mikveh. Fix your mikveh. Something is profoundly wrong here. So it's not just a question of what is done. What if the laundering and the immersion look exactly the same? What if you wash it in the river, like people once upon a time used to? Go down to the river and you put it in the water. And you don't have a mikveh, so you go down to the river and you immerse. And in both situations, you're doing something which seems very similar. What would I say? Oh, in that case, it's basically the same thing? No, it's not the same. What's the difference? The difference is in the matara. The difference is in the purpose. What are we trying to achieve and accomplish? That's the real difference. Hakibus, the laundering, is about whitening the garment, about getting the stain, the toxin, the foreign substance that is in the garment, removing it. That's what it's about. Lahasir is hanega, to take the lesion of the stain away. Ve'ilu hakibus, but the second kibus, which we are interpreting or understanding within the framework or meaning of immersion, it's not simply to remove the physical stain, but rather lahasir, to remove esatuma, the ritual defilement, the impurity. Okay, so now, im nefarish, if we are to say that both of these launderings that are spoken of at the end of Parashas Tazria, both washings are lashen libun, both come from the terminology or the meaning of laundering. In other words, say like the Ibn Ezra says, that the point here is, rinse twice. Wash, lather, rinse, then repeat. If that's what this is, and it's just there to remove the actual stain, so then what would you say? If you have to wash something twice, what would you say about the first laundering? It was incomplete, which is exactly why when you describe washing machine, you have a stain, you put whatever detergent is, you rub it, is it gone? No, because first of all, the whole garment is not perfectly clean. So it's just a stage in the process of laundering and cleansing. I cleanse, then I have to finish cleansing. So when you read, rinse, wash, lather, rinse, then repeat, why are you wash, lather, rinse, and then repeating? Because?
Incomplete.
Because it's incomplete. But if we say that, then the question was, why did the Torah say that after you washed it the first time, that the stain was gone? It says you washed it, you rinsed it, the stain is gone. The stain is gone, now go wash it again. But if the stain is gone, why am I rinsing it and repeating it again?
Had you not mentioned that it's a mitzvah to do it twice?
No, I said we're not sure what this is. We're trying to wrap our heads around this and understand what the pasuk is saying. It may be that the Torah is just saying wash it twice. But the point is, if we say that the stain is gone and then the Torah comes along and says, and now wash it a second time, so then that indicates that the second time is coming for a different purpose. In other words, like this. If both of these launderings are launderings, so then the first laundering does not, so to speak, preempt the cleansing of the garment. It's not over after the first laundering. It's a process through which in the end we'll have a clean garment. So therefore, the notion of launder again is not a proper language. You can't say launder again. You could say repeat again. You could say rinse again. You can't say launder again. Why? Because laundering means it's laundered. You can't launder a second time. If something is clean, you say, oh, it's clean, launder again. There's no need to launder. It's laundered already. But the fact that Torah says, v'chubas sheinis. So if it means launder twice, Torah says, it doesn't say rinse it. It actually says launder it. So launder, the stain is gone. Now launder it again. What's the launder again? If we're understanding the second washing as wash, lather, rinse, then repeat, we're talking about the process of cleansing. But here, the Torah uses the terminology, a second laundering. And since the Torah uses the terminology of a second laundering, Rashi says it must be that there is a different kind of laundering, something else being accomplished. Because the first time it was laundered, it's all clean. You laundered it. It's clean. Now laundered again. So what could that be? And therefore, in Pshut Lashon Mikra, reading this actually carefully and thinking about what you're saying, the only possibility is that there is a different kind of laundering. In other words, what was accomplished in the first laundering is not being accomplished in the second laundering. The first laundering was a material laundering, and the second laundering is the spiritual laundering. And therefore, the language of the chubas, of washing, the first time it's speaking about in a material sense, and it's only the second time that it could be understood in a spiritual sense. So indeed it is a laundering, a different kind of laundering, a different process of cleansing. And Rashi proves it to you that Unkelus also came up with this opinion. Unkelus is quite literal, and Unkelus in the same pasuk uses different verbiage. Rashi says, you see, Unkelus understood this as being two separate processes. What are they? The first is material, and the second is spiritual. And so, my friends, we should keep it clean. Materially, we should be clean. A yid should be hygienic. A yid shouldn't have filth. A yid shouldn't have dirt. But it's more than that. The Torah says that it's not only about material cleanliness, but ultimately, every yid has to be clean spiritually, too. Imagine if our garments have to be so, how much more so we have to be so. It was many years ago. There was a woman who kashered her kitchen, and then she wanted to put her dishes in the mikveh, so we arranged that for her. And then she called my wife and she said, I decided I want to go to the mikveh. So my wife said, that's nice. What made you decide this? She says, I realize my dishes will go to heaven and I won't. Anyway, we shouldn't go to heaven. Mashiach should come down from the heaven, and we should see the world cleansed and purified. B'mheira will be amenu. Amen.